Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Texas Rangers pregame show. Time for our warm-up show ahead of the final game in this series with the Royals. And joining us on the warm-up show today, Rangers President of Baseball Operations, John Daniels. And JD, I know it had to be good to watch the game yesterday to see both Corey Seager and Marcus Semien do what they did for the first time this year, both guys getting multiple hits and multiple RBIs and some especially good defense from Marcus Semien in particular.
Yeah, I thought Marcus's defense really stood out. I mean, those two plays, the double play he started on Pascantino, was a tough pick and a real nice feed to Corey, and then the diving play he made on the ball behind Nate in the shift. That's pretty, you know, two pretty plus plays that, you know, the game could have gone a little differently otherwise. But listen, these guys are capable of being just absolute, you know, dominant forces both sides of the ball. We haven't seen it consistently, and we really haven't seen it, to your point, at both the same time yet. We know it's coming. I think there's a transition period, you know, pretty significant adjustments for both guys in terms of the new team and some of the expectations with, you know, the size of the contracts and all that sort of deal. But hopefully that stuff's in the past, and really looking forward to seeing them and the whole team, you know, keep going from here.
You probably don't have Seager hitting second and Semien hitting third unless a guy like Josh Smith is in the leadoff spot and producing, and so far he's reached base safely in every big league game he's played, which is probably too much to expect from somebody coming up and playing in the big leagues for the first time, but he seems to have handled all of this really well.
Yeah, he did. He has. And just, you know, it's a really good complementary approach and kind of skill set for the team. We have some guys that are dangerous that, you know, Adolis is going to, you know, there's some swing and miss to his game. And you got like a Josh Smith who is just going to really keyhole the strike zone and make pitchers come to him. And he's happy to, you know, pass the baton as needed. He also could, you know, hit a ball in the gap or hit one in the seats as well. But, yeah, it was stood out the other day. We didn't win the game on Sunday, but he had a two-out walk against Tanner Rainey against Washington. You saw him kind of pump his fist after, like, he knew his job right there. With two outs, with down two, well, he had to do it by any means possible, get on base and give Marcus and Corey a chance. End of the day, we don't come through in that one, but I think that mentality in that spot is so important. He really understands his job, is kind of helps set the table for these guys. And, got on base a couple times, hit in a walk yesterday. And I think his approach bleeds into the rest of the line. I think we went 8 or 9 times we reached base after 2 strikes yesterday, and just that type of grinding type offense with the power that some of these guys have, that's what we're excited about.
Here immediately, the club looking at some solutions as far as the fifth starter spot is concerned. It's not a spot that you're going to need until the series in Baltimore, but what are the immediate plans for the rotation?
Yeah, so we've got Otto, obviously Dane today and the off day tomorrow in New York. Most likely we're going to line up Otto, Martin Perez, and then Gray. And Dunning will be back on that Monday in July 4th in Baltimore. That Tuesday game is where we'll need a starter. Spencer Howard goes tomorrow for Round Rock, so it kind of lines up perfectly with his day. He's thrown really well the last 4 or 5 outings. And he's got a, you know, if we had to pick it today, he's got a pretty good chance of being that guy there in Baltimore. But the other piece, too, is with some of the depth in our bullpen. We have a number of multi-inning guys, Garrett Richards, Brock Burke, Matt Moore and others. And so, you know, we could go that route as well, kind of, you know, kind of a go with a bulk guy and an opener. But Howard has definitely responded to some of the things we've asked him to do, and his fastball slider combination has been really effective of late.
You know, Ranger fans are wondering, you got the trade deadline approaching. It's August 2nd this year. Clearly, it seems like if there is one need for the club, it would be starting pitching. I know you can't tell us exactly what the plans are now, but is that something that you're engaging in talks, perhaps with acquiring somebody externally here?
Yes, starting to. You know, starting to. We've had some different levels of conversations. We've had some more kind of immediate where we've been looking for kind of the right complementary piece on the bench, or you know, we've made some calls, we've received some calls. I think bigger picture, though, you know, to address kind of longer term, you know, middle to upper rotation starting pitching needs, we absolutely would like to ideally find somebody to help this year and in the future. But you know, our overall mentality as we head towards July is that, you know, we like where some of the things we're seeing from the club. Obviously, you know, we're still below 500 as we sit here and talk, so I don't want to get carried away. But, you know, we would like to put the last few years of where we've been the ones trading these veteran guys, and we'd like to put that behind us. I think it's important for our players. I think it's important for our fans as we kind of reestablish a winning mentality that, you know, barring just some spectacular baseball trade that we have to consider, we would like to add to this club and hope that we continue to play well where that makes the most sense.
How much will the wins and losses leading up to the All-Star break guide you in your decision-making process toward the end of July?
Hey, listen, the standings are obviously a major factor, right? That being said, like, barring something extreme, I feel pretty confident that kind of the general philosophy that we just talked about will be our kind of guiding principle there.
All right, for being the guest on our warm-up show today, Rangers President of Baseball Operations Sean Daniels will be our guest at Bob's Steakhouse. JD, as always, we appreciate the time.
Yeah, Matt, thanks so much.
All right, final game in the series with the Royals is up next right here on the Louisiana Hot Sauce Rangers Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.